Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Argyle, we have arrived here. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and Argyle has rolled out the red carpet for us. We're here at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. It's their grand opening. They're going to have a ribbon cutting coming up in an hour, but this is the place to be. Already shook a lot of Tolo hands. Had a burger from Burger Man Catering out here. He's making free burgers for you. And we're at Argyle Station today, 8595 US 377, and we're in the first floor here, right in the corner at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits, where we're going to be rocking and rolling for the next 4.5 hours with you. You can watch us on the webcam. Chief's just crushing a burger right now from Burger Man Catering. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., we have some fine selections here.
Walk right around the corner.
Just that. There's Broadus.
Hey.
The former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. You have Ross Lubinsky filling in for Lucius Alexander once again today. Send Lucius some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. Wolchuk and Chia following the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Ruben Portillo, remote engineering here with you live on the scene. So come say hi. Salute to the Sugar Mill. You know, these cookie boutiques are just booming. You got your Tibbs Treats, and you got your Crumble, and you got all these competitors popping up now. And Sugar Mill Cookie Company is as good as it gets, so shout out to them for bringing us by some cookies.
Unbelievable. They're big cookies. You want to see them, Brian? They're absolutely gorgeous.
See one?
They smell fantastic. Whichever one you want. We got like a snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
There's like an Oreo. We got chocolate chip. I think we've even got one with Fruity Pebbles. I know you love your Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, Fruity Pebbles sugar cookie.
See what we got going here. Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the good stuff right there. Okay. Big day out here for us. Come
big
say
day.
Hi. Big day. I don't know if we've ever done a show in Argyle, but this is like booming. You know, this is Chief's neck of the woods. I think Justin's just like 10 miles that way, right? We're pretty close to where you grew up.
Yes. Yeah. I'm 20 minutes from here.
Okay. Pretty much a home game for you then.
Pretty much a home game, absolutely. But I've never been to this spot here. Usually when I come down 407, get to 377, I bang a left because that's where all the party's at. Not anymore.
Yeah.
This is where it's at.
And I guess we got another beautiful high school football stadium that's being built right behind us.
Yeah. And a
so
field Denton's house.
Grown. Yeah. Like Denton Geyer is probably about 10 minutes down the road. I passed Geyer on the way here. And then C.H. Collins is pretty close here. So we got another football. I mean, Denton's booming. We got Braswell that's been built since I left UNT and was calling the Denton ISD Games of the Week. It's Argyle, everything's expanding, man.
Their sports are for real. I mean, football, baseball, whatever it is, softball, Argyle sports are serious.
Okay, the Krusty's Corner's coming up at 3:40. He's going to preview the Bears offense for us today, right?
Boom. Yep.
The terrifying thing is we hit midweek, and maybe I'm a little bit slow on the come up here. Maybe everybody's been thinking about this since the day he was traded. But I just wonder, is this personnel communications? Is this a new defensive coordinator? Or are we looking at the casualties of not having Micah Parsons, as good as Kenny Clark has been? The numbers said over the last 3 years with Micah off the field, whether he was injured or just taking a series off or a couple of plays off when he was tired, it became one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And damn it, through 2 weeks, that's what they are. One of the worst. Like, is this going to be the case for the next 15 games? Is the defense this bad?
Yeah, it's weird because they looked really good after you got that weather delay against the Eagles. Like, all of a sudden, here it is. They're able to get stop. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a shock that you lose arguably one of the top three pass rushers in football. Now your pass rush is drastically poor. I do think that it is surprising in terms of how bad Sam Williams has been Marshawn Nyland, I thought, looked really good in the opener. Didn't look good against the Giants.
That's true.
We expected Donovan Ezeraka to be better than what he's been after what he showed us in training camp.
Sure.
He's still a young player that's only played two games. So I'm not writing him off. I think that he should get better, hopefully, as the season goes on. The biggest disappointment's been Dante Fowler. That's a player that had 10 sacks on Washington last year that didn't have a Micah Parsons on the line. Dorrance Armstrong, we know very well, okay player. But that was the other best pass rusher on that team, and he's able to get double-digit sacks. Fowler's given you absolutely nothing through two games.
Yeah, I feel like that owe folks an apology because we were talking about these edges. And we were talking about them in a way, and this is the question I have for you guys today, is that all of a sudden you say, did the Cowboys front office make a mistake in feeling like we got to fix the run defense and our edges are good enough to make up for Micah? Did they miss that? Was it something like it was so focused on run defense, but we have enough edges to make up for the pressures and the sacks? Maybe it's not the same player, but as a group, did they make a mistake in evaluation that their edges are better and could have made up for? They, like, you know, okay, we can move on from Micah.
Yeah.
But, hey, we could do this and we could get Kenny. He could help us with run defense. But, man, our edges will be fine. We'll be good. We'll be able to manufacture. Steven Jones talking about manufacturing pressure and all that. We've yet to see that.
No.
We've really yet to see that. And now there's a side of me, if I was sitting in that room with them, I would have said, you know what? Guys, I think we misevaluated our edges. I think we thought too much of them and what we sacrificed for run defense, thinking that we're going to have pressure and we're going to get sacks from these guys.
Yeah, it's possible Micah Parsons was just the ultimate one-man perfume for a defense, and now you just kind of break it down level to level, and you're compromised at corner, your safeties are just okay, your linebackers are mid. And without a good pass rush, I don't know. It's got to be the perfect scheme. And they've come up with plays. You know, they came up with plays against Philadelphia. They came up with plays in overtime. You know,
they did.
Not only Williams, but Nyland as well was there on the ball that Russell Wilson had to rip down.
Yeah.
He ripped that thing down because Nyland suddenly flashed in front of him.
Right.
So I guess you made plays in the overtime. You can get confidence from that. But by and large, the two games, I mean, just looking at all the numbers, it's not good enough.
No.
By far.
And we're seeing with Philadelphia, they are not a team that is really threatening you through 2 weeks at all passing the ball. So they just really want to run the ball and throw the ball like 5 yards down the field. Okay, it's easy to look decent against that. Mm-hmm. You just had the Giants offense put up a historical type game on your defense.
See, that's the problem that I have, because going into that game, you saw the pressure that the Commanders got on those tackles, on the center. You know, a lot of that game, John Michael Smith wasn't under duress.
No.
You know, I mean, it was. I felt like that, put Kenny Clark over him, kind of take some advantages, maybe rush through the middle of that. But, yeah, you really didn't do anything to affect. And I worry about the same thing when I start to talk about the Bears today. I'm going to talk about their offensive line.
Yeah.
And there's very similar things that you saw with the Giants. And now there's a side of me also that's saying, damn, does Dallas have enough pass rush to be able to take advantage of something that they should have last week? I'm seeing the same thing this week with the Bears. You know, is it going to be another game where all of a sudden Caleb Williams is sitting in the pocket and Rome Odunze and those guys are running down the field with you know, nobody really covering him, and he's comfortable throwing the football?
And I do think some of the sell job was, we need to, they know they need to stop the run. They've known that for years. The sell job after you trade Micah Parsons is, okay, how can we put lipstick on a pig? Yeah. Kenny Clark's going to help us stop the run. That's the way they're trying to positively spin
it. But see, to me, they oversold the edges. And Brian Broaddus oversold the edges, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I admit it. I mean, I'm watching training camp practice. I'm watching Donovan Ezeraka. I'm watching, maybe not so much Fowler, but you're kind of thinking about Sam Williams. You're thinking about, oh, wait, they've got some of these edges here. They'll be able to do it. They'll be able to kind of put some things together. It's going to be about pressures and sacks. And, if this guy gets three and this guy gets four, you can kind of put it all together.
But I also don't think Micah Parsons was some magic elixir. Like, we saw the same problems early in the season last year, where they're historically getting beaten at home at AT&T Stadium. New Orleans is beating the doors off of them. Baltimore's coming in and doing whatever they want through three quarters against them. and it looks terrible.
Yeah, but New Orleans threw the ball 17 times in that game.
They had success, got running a huge the football. Lead, and then ran the ball.
Yeah, I just, to me.
Raheed Shaheed have like an 80-yard touchdown in the first quarter of the game.
And I would say, to be fair on that, you're talking about the Ravens, and you're talking about at the time when the Saints were healthy and catching teams off guard with their new offense, they were actually legit. That just happened to you by the Giants, who scored 6 points versus a Commanders defense that nobody has respect for.
Yeah, I think the Saints were on a run of like 3 straight 40-burger games when you caught them.
Yeah, and then they sucked for the rest of the year. But those 3 weeks, they were really good.
They were.
But that's why we can't be prisoner of the moment here. I don't know what this defense is right now. You get Jadeveon Clowney. Does that help you? You didn't have Deron Bland. How long is he going to be out for? Eventually, you're going to get reinforcements
secondary. I will say we know one thing. This defensive coordinator will play – he'll play zone coverage. I mean,
that's all he wants to play.
That's the one thing that he's going to sit in that zone. And if you look at where, and we'll get into this thing with Caleb Williams, but there's some things that you can affect Caleb Williams, but it doesn't need to be too deep. It doesn't need to be with zone. And if we get in this game and all of a sudden you're seeing plays being made down the field and you're sitting there in too deep and all of a sudden guys are passing guys off and they're not, covering guys, then this defensive coordinator is a stubborn coach right there that won't adjust. And I think he's going to have to do something different in this game. I don't think you could sit there and play Donovan Wilson in two deep coverage and expect not anything different, but the results you had last week.
More man, more blitzing. I think those are the two things that you got to start with. You cross your fingers that Clowney can be some level of a difference maker for you, but ultimately the trade with Micah Parsons was just a trading of problems. You weren't going to be able to stop the run with him on this team, but you were definitely going to be able to get after the passer. Now you can't really do that at all, but you're stopping the run at a high level. Unfortunately, if Russell Wilson in front of that offensive line can do what he just did to you, you have a world of nightmares to consider.
Dawson, here's the problem real quick, I think. You trade away Micah Parsons, who's your best pass rusher. You got an offense, obviously, that can put points up on the board. Teams aren't going to run the ball on you anymore.
That's a great point.
This is the problem. You now traded away your best piece to close games. When your offense is capable of putting up a lot of points, you're naturally going to make teams. When it happened in 14, 16?
They lived off turnovers.
Yeah,
this team's going to have to find a way to force turnovers.
These teams that put up a lot of points, these Cowboy offenses that put up a lot of points, teams aren't going to try and run the ball on you anymore. You have no way of closing the game without a Micah Parsons on the field unless Clowney becomes this pass rush guy. But you've taken the one, you going into the season, that's why I would have stood up, and we had this discussion when Micah Parsons was traded. I stood up and said, hey, what are we going to do here? We're gonna score points, but we're not going to have any way to close games without this guy.
Yeah.
That's the argument that I would have made for Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I guess where did that get you 3 straight 12-win seasons when the offense was amongst top five in the league? And when you went up against good teams and they ran the ball on you and your offense didn't perform.
Well, because the offense didn't perform.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. If you've got
that's going to happen at times this year.
Sure.
So now they can stop the run and you got to hope that your pass rush gets better. They got two young guys that they're going to rely on here in Ezeraku and Nealon.
They
need to step up and get better as the season goes on. We're going into week 3 here, boys.
Yeah, it's fair to hope for those guys.
You just hope you don't waste Dak Prescott continually playing good games.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
That's the thing, he's 2 for 2.
Sure.
He's 2 for 2. On those games.
But it just goes to show how important it is that you can do both on defense. Like, not being able to stop the pass really ultimately was worth nothing against Green Bay or San Francisco in big moments. Yeah. And now, hey, we can stop the run, but now you're giving up chunk plays. I think it's fair to say it's only been 2 games. The players can adjust, the coaches can adjust, but ultimately the front office is going to have to make a move to get a pass rusher, because right now I think Clowney's going to be your best edge.
Well, this is where you go. This is where you go in if you're Jerry Jones and you tell Matt Eberflus, listen, we just got Clowney here. We talked about this. We moved on from Micah Parsons. We got Kenny Clark. We all talked about that. We feel good, right? Okay, now you need to do your part, Matt. You need to do your part. If I have to see Donovan Wilson playing 2-deep safety or single high safety anymore and getting run by, or I see free access of routes of receivers running before anybody even collides with them at 8 yards down the field, we're going to change defensive coordinators here.
We are live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. We did tease a roommate update.
Brought
us in as good as that Cowboys conversation is, I want to pay off.
Nothing new, guys.
Radio silence?
Scared her off, huh?
We totally scared her off, I think. I think we totally. I'll be interested to see, like I said, hey, I did my best. Tried not to, you know, like as the Ranger game was going on, tried not to do a lot of moving around last night. Sat on the couch, watched, tried to walk real softly when I could. But, like, yeah, she didn't say a word to me.
I was interested to see if she was going to cower down.
No note on my car. No note on my car either. That could have been, that's kind of her MO, is a note on the car now.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Oh, that's passive.
I didn't know if she was going to double down, lash out with even louder wall bang.
Hey, Bill, come over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing could go either way. She might go totally quiet in shame, not even making eye contact, or she could double down.
Yeah.
So,
well, hey, good for her. I mean, she's living through my, I guess, the floor walking. But if she's getting hers, good for her, man. That's what it's saying. Hey, good for her.
And good for us.
Hey, we got Anthony Chiafalo in the building, Eric's older brother. This might be the first time think we've seen Anthony at
a remote.
This is a legendary moment. The better looking older brother, Anthony Chiafalo, far more successful on the gridiron, but just not as good when it comes to sports talk.
A double Chiafalo situation here.
Don't they look like twins? They're twinning.
He heard fine wine, spirits, and free cheeseburgers, and my man came running.
All right, you just caught a glimpse of them there on the fan cam together. That's a lot of fun, and it's great to be out here. Please do come say hi again. Our location, Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits, 8595 US 377 here in Argyle. Frenchtown Salon Suites is upstairs. There's all kinds of hotties coming in, getting their hair and makeup done and getting their massages going on. I think they're going to have live music. it's a full-on deal here in Argyle, the Argyle Station, basically on the corner of Frenchtown and 377. We're coming back with the champ and Woolchuck's top 10. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Top 10 most insane high school football players who went on to become NFL stars in the great state of Texas. How many do we have in this top 10? That's next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. All new customer Tolos get a $25 gift card just for buying something here. Argyle Station is the place to be, and they got all sorts of things going on, including Burger Man out there. He's Burger Man at catering. He's got free burgers for you.
Yeah.
And we're going to have more chances to win in the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang presented by our friends at Whataburger coming up just a little bit later on. It's time to get you your champ. And to get to Woolchuck's top 10 here. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Back into the Pimp Cup we go. Ross in for Lucius today with your champ.
Hey, hey, how's it going, everyone?
Hey,
just got to keep the tradition going where I just don't know what to say, so we just say hey a couple times till we get started, but y'all know the drill. G-Bag of the Day, baby, it is that time. Well, today, at least right now, we go over the champion, and right now we have a two-time champ in Teddy Atlas in his Crawford versus Canelo post-fight reaction.
Bud Crawford came into Las Vegas, went up two weight classes to challenge Canelo Alvarez for the undisputed super middleweight championship, and he won it running away. Teddy, how impressed were you by his performance tonight?
You kidding me? A beautiful display. That's the sweet science. That's what it is. That's what we talk about when we talk about the sweet science. All night long, Crawford made Canelo a day late, a dollar short. All night. Talking about the bigger man, the advantage of the bigger guy. How about the faster guy? How about the smarter guy? How about the quicker guy? How about the guy not only won on the outside, but even beat him at his own game on the inside? Please, Timmy, I don't want to say no more.
Look, you can't stop God's plan. I told everybody at home that would listen. Anybody that was out there, I told you. I've been in the ring with Bud Crawford. He's a phenomenal fighter. He was something different years ago. He's a lot better fighter now. What a damn performance he put on tonight. What a clinic. He beat Canelo in every avenue. Inside, we was talking about strength. He was stronger than Canelo. We talking about power. He took his power well. Canelo was very timid when he was approaching Crawford.
Damn right he was timid. You're the hard one. I mean, at the worst, like, the best thing I could do is not throw. Put my hands in my pocket.
Man, if there's any disturbance in your audio feed, you will not be able to understand what he said right there.
No. But,
unbelievable stuff from Teddy Atlas.
Teddy Atlas.
A boxing Hall of Famer for good reason. And once again, a G-Bag of the Day champion for commentating on what Crawford did at Canelo. Very impressive. All right, we going to get a Mardi Gras Bryant today with all this booze?
I've got some marketing meetings I have to do tonight. I've got to take care of that. Appreciate it, though.
You might have your fastball working a little bit better. Out there on the bump, get a little buzzy.
Nah, man,
going.
All good. Get that all confidence good. I'll tell you what, this is a beautiful place, though. It really, really is. Yes. I mean, everything that I've seen has just been, it's a one-stop shop for sure.
Jay has outdone himself.
Oh, God, yes.
With this entire development, the vision for it and everything, it's going to be beautiful.
You got Argyle Cigar and Smoke right next door.
Yep.
You got the real estate station. They're actually looking for somebody to take a vacancy right over here in the side parking lot. Perfect for a sports bar. It's got like a 1,500-square-foot patio. So if you're looking to develop in Argyle, it's probably a smart move, and they can get you taken care of here at Argyle Station. It's time now for Wolchuk's Top 10. Here he is, the Wooly Bully.
All right, let's do it. Top 10 most insane high school football players that went on to be NFL studs. And we have a lot just in the great state of Texas.
I think Eric Dickerson would probably be number one.
Eric Dickerson.
I'm thinking Derrick Henry's the guy. Maybe it's prisoner of the moment because we had that stat of the day the other day where it's like he still hasn't reached his total rushing yards that he had in high school. In the NFL, even though he's been in the NFL for so long and he's been so dominant, he was such an absolute man beast. I feel for every person who ever had to tackle that guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they didn't try to ban him. You know,
yeah, like dude, you can only be a line of scrimmage player. Yeah. Like, put the red stripe on his helmet.
Oh no, that was a green.
You can't. Touch
my day,
the ball.
It was a green sticker.
Okay, you get the green dot.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what. I was an extra point machine because I was allowed to just go two steps across the line of scrimmage, and then they could throw me the ball. So I'd snap it. It was 6-man football. So I'd snap it and then just go across the line of scrimmage, and then they'd dump the ball to me. I was an extra point machine. Like getting
wow,
that.
That's
yeah,
a cheat,
we couldn't
though.
Run with the ball. I was like third grade. I was 90 pounds. You know, I was a big guy, I think. That's kind of big.
Pounds?
Third grade?
Yeah,
Third grade. Nowadays, it's probably small. There are probably some kids that are third grade that are bigger than that.
I mean, it's pretty small unbelievable. Kids out there, sixth grade, you look like you got kids that could be playing senior high school football.
Yeah.
Sixth grade.
What is going on?
Seventh grade.
I'll never forget Jackson Jeffcoat dunking in seventh grade. When we played against him my first game ever at Frankfurt, I was like, this guy does not need to be playing against us right now.
You were on the court?
No, football I played against him, but I saw him. I didn't play basketball. I just played football.
Okay.
Basketball, I went to the game to support the friends.
Sure.
And it did not go well for us.
They were getting baptized.
It was posterization, Jackson Jeffcoat. He was him and his sister was an outstanding volleyball player as well.
Yeah.
I believe she went to OU. I could be wrong about that if memory serves correctly. But this list is going to trend more prisoner of the moment, Eric. It's going to be a lot more players within the last, 10 to 15 years or so. And I got a shout-out in a list like this, high school phenoms that went on to be studs in the NFL, Plano's own Rex Burkhead. I mean, 10 years in the league.
That's right.
Super Bowl champion and was an absolute freak show.
Like you say, Brandon Aubrey from Plano.
They called him Superman. Now, I could go with Brandon Aubrey. Problem was,
if you don't put him in the top 10, shame on you.
Brandon didn't play high school football.
Oh, he's a soccer
guy. Soccer guy.
You got to give him credit. Oh, it's a high school football.
Yeah, so he doesn't qualify for this.
Doesn't qualify.
But I tried to give him a lot of love in the postgame show.
You did.
You noticed that.
Did his wife tell him really that, bro, you can kick in the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she tell him that?
Apparently, that's what they were saying on
the
broadcast.
They were like watching Red Zone and they were missing field goals and all that stuff.
She's like, you could miss it just as much as those guys do.
I think it was the Zerline year. where he was sending those giant slices.
Yeah.
Nothing better than Dawson describing Zuerlein's kick.
The slices.
What was that?
They're lining him up. He's kicking from 53, and he's hooking it wide.
Aim left. Aim for the sideline.
Aim way left.
My gosh. That yeah, the Zuerlein years. And then the Maher with the yips. We've had some weird stuff go down with the kickers. The Mike Vanderjagt experiment.
We thought Maher was going to be pretty good.
Yeah,
for a while
did.
There he was.
He was good. And then all of a sudden the Tampa Bay game happens and he can't make an extra point.
Yeah.
Mentally, he was just gone.
Yeah, that's why you got to be careful, man. I mean, these guys will get the yips on you.
Who is
You're
the
out
guy?
There on an island. All of a sudden that confidence starts to leak a little bit. It can really start to combust.
As Jimmy Johnson said, I mean, once my kicker loses his confidence, I got to get rid of him. But the Cowboys, you've told us about that guy they had their special. Was it their special teams coach in the 90s?
Oh, yeah, Steve Hoffman.
He was a
freaking never scouted.
Star.
I never scouted a kicker. Hoffman could go down here. He could come in this liquor store right now and find an all-pro kicker. Guy be looking over here, looking at some Stella beer. Guy could be looking at Stella beer. Hoffman would tap him on the shoulder, and go, "Hey, come with me." Next thing you know, he's knocking a field goal at home to win a playoff game.
I mean, it was
seriously,
crazy.
Do you know what?
Was it an ankle calf thing? Was it like a knee thing? Like, do you know? Like,
I think it was like how you scout your women.
It's the ankles.
The ankles.
Isn't that choppy?
Choppy? Eric's the ankle guy.
Okay. Come on now.
No, but choppy's now. The same way. He's talking about the Big Ten gals.
Yeah. Where you're not sure where the calf is.
I mean,
ankle
nothing against the Big Ten. I'm sorry. USC's now in it. UCLA's
the Big
in
Ten
it.
Gals.
Yeah, they're getting better. They're getting better.
Lumber around a little bit.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Hoffman, seriously, he could come in the liquor store and then. Guy looks like a kicker there, Brian. Let me go talk to him. Next thing you know, the guy's out there kicking 50-yard field goals.
That's outstanding.
He found them all.
Do we give Bones credit for Aubrey? Was he the one that went to Birmingham and found
him? I think you have to give him some credit, sure.
As much as you don't want to.
Hey, I'm giving the wife credit. She got the guy out of the house to
Shout
kick.
Shout out to Mrs. Aubrey.
Yeah.
That's the true hero right there.
Hope she spends that money well.
Adrian Peterson from the 469. Absolutely.
That's got to be close to number
903,
one.
I think.
Earl Campbell from the 214.
Dawson, remember having dinner with his dad?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was kind of fun.
Was he
told
was the
cool stories
as strong as Adrian's?
He was a nice man. He told some good stories. Not the killer grip.
Yeah,
he wasn't an intimidation man.
No, he wasn't.
Just like humble.
He was sports dad with great stories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really great stories.
Mahomes getting texted in. Miles Garrett from right around the corner, Arlington Martin. And Miles Garrett will be making an appearance. Thurman Thomas from the 940. Did Thurman Thomas play high school football in Texas? I knew he went to Oklahoma State, but I don't know where he played in high school.
Wow, man, that's Chief. You got that one real quick.
Yeah, we'll hit the Google.
I'm sorry. I'm sure that they're right. I didn't know where he went to school.
But it is Texas specific on this. Or no, it's not. I'm lying to your face. It's the most insane high school football players period across the country. But I'm just making this Texas focus because we do have the best high school football.
Yeah. Willow Ridge,
Houston,
Willow Ridge.
Wow,
played down there probably for John Pierce. I bet.
Hell
down
yeah.
At Willow Ridge.
Cedric Benson was a badass from the 860 being texted in. Mm-hmm. Aubrey can turn into Dan Bailey any day now, especially
since he's
already
age 30. Oh, gosh, don't say that.
903, stop it.
That was
stop
injury
it.
Related. Don't
right?
you talk about Dan.
Enough.
Dan Bailey. Big had balls Bailey like that.
Bad back.
Incredible calves,
that's
I will
right.
say about that. But Bailey had
ice
had
in his balls,
on.
That guy.
Yeah, and that too.
Trevor what? Lawrence comes in, honorable mention, and he was like the greatest high school prospect ever, like in the history of high school football.
I talked to my guys in Jacksonville this morning. Because
how are they feeling?
I was asking about that about the guy that got released, Darnell Savage.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about him. But they were saying that they think that their quarterback's just kind of their quarterback
mid.
They're kind of like he's just playing kind of like he's our quarterback.
I really thought he was one of the no-brainer number one picks, going to be a stud.
He looked
like he was trending in that direction.
Year two, after Urban Meyer,
not a glass eater.
Yeah,
with Doug Peterson, they had like an 8-game stretch there in like the second half of the season.
And
was like,
okay, was against us.
Here we go.
Like we had that huge lead.
Yeah.
And he just balls out in that second half, and then it was flink off the Noah Brown hands.
Noah Brown
pick six.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, Noah Brown did catch the one against the Bears. You know, but he can't catch the one against the Jaguars.
Patrick Mahomes at White House is number 13 here.
Number 13?
Number 13.
Was he a good high school player?
He was good, not great.
Okay.
Good high school player. All wasn't right. wasn't as elite as some of the others
right.
that we're going to get to.
Appreciate
and that's why
honesty.
He's a little bit lower. Reggie Bush at Helix High School in California. Could you imagine Reggie Bush in high school? He had 4,995 career rushing yards in high school. 27 touchdowns as a senior. He averaged 12 yards a carry.
Helix High School?
Helix High School,
that's
yeah.
That's a sick high school name.
But the number 11, just on the outside looking in, and I think this is more to do with his pro career, because the high school career you can put up against anybody is Kyler Murray. I mean, they're...
He didn't lose a game, right?
No.
He did not.
Unreal. Unreal at Allen. And I hit 43-0 as a starter in three seasons.
I played Allen a couple years prior to him actually playing, and I remember watching him play in a playoff game and just like literally looking up into the heavens and thanking God that he was a little bit younger than me.
Ankle break.
Because he just looked, it was like, this looks impossible,
Chief,
dude.
Any chance?
He's moving at a different speed. No.
Any chance for an open field tackle?
Oh, I would put it at zero.
No. It was
at
like zero. It was like when you play Madden on like rookie mode. Like it was just no one stood a chance. He could single-handedly win any game he played in.
He was absolutely a cheat code, Ross. You're 100% right. Number 10, we go to Leonard Fournette, St. Augustine High School in Louisiana.
There we go.
Then obviously went on to LSU.
Great band at St. Aug, by the
had
way.
Had himself a pretty darn good pro career there, winning a championship with the Bucks. Number 9 is Jalen Hurts at Channelview High School in Texas. As a senior at Channelview, he threw for 2,384 yards, 26 touchdowns, ran for 1,400 yards, jeez, and 25 touchdowns.
All right.
That's there you go. That's dominance.
Eight, Adrian Peterson.
He's number 8?
Number 8, Palestine High School.
Yeah, you're probably going to tell me Eric Dickerson, 7.
Well, because Peterson's numbers, I mean, as great as Peterson was, you put his high school numbers against Derrick Henry, it's going to look like shameful.
Henry's an outlier.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Nobody's got that kind of stuff.
Unreal. And I wonder about, like, was Adrian Peterson playing against better teams than what Derrick Henry was playing? I would probably think so, but you never know. Number 7 is Lamar Jackson at Boynton Beach High School in Florida.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton. Yeah. Why can't I? That is a tough word for me to say.
Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach. He didn't even start playing high school football until his junior year. But in 2 years, he had 2,263 yards, 31 touchdowns, ran for 1,722 touchdowns, and then was a little bit of a late bloomer there at Louisville. We know what he's done in the pros.
Heisman winner, huh?
6, Terrell Pryor. Jeanette High School in Pennsylvania. He was an absolute big-time recruit. 4,000 yards passing and 4,000 yards rushing, jeez, in high school. You had number 5 on the list is Micah Parsons, Harrisonburg High School, Pennsylvania.
Two-way
star. Ran for just under 1,300 yards, 27 rushing touchdowns. He had 99 receiving yards, a couple of touchdowns. 4.6640 in high school was crazy. He could have gone wherever he wanted. He chose to go.
Well, Chuck, would you say he's overrated a little bit?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Oh, I thought maybe you want to go back and say he's overrated.
No, that'll get clipped, and then everyone's going to share it, and they can't take, you know, nobody understands sarcasm, tongue-in-cheek, day of a trade, big smile on your face. Oh, most overrated player in Cowboys history. Yeah, people are going to take that serious.
I think you're faking the funk again, Will
I think
Chuck.
You are faking it, too. I think you think he's really is overrated.
He is. That stinks. Derrick Henry. Coming in at number 4, you gave us his high school numbers already, Eric.
What did he rush for?
Man.
He had like 12,000 yards rushing.
Yeah. Like, yes, he did. 12,000 really? Rushing yards. He had over 12,000 rushing yards in 4 years at high school, including 153 touchdowns.
Bro.
153 touchdowns in 4 years.
It's just a freight train coming downhill, ready to run through your face.
Chance, tackle him or Reggie Bush in high school?
Oh, God.
Which one? Which one do you have a better?
I'd take Bush.
Do you always do. Do you just?
You know me.
Do you just throw your body at the legs of the guy? Is that what you do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's
Derrick Henry.
He's going to just run over.
Less
you.
Opportunity to get hurt versus Bush, but you're.
He's going
to.
He might
gonna
break
get
your
embarrassed.
Ankles.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that the size of Derrick Henry has me shaking in my boots.
Yeah, he did. That's. I think your body's going to hurt more from Henry than Reggie Bush, but you could break a bone. Both ways. I mean, that's going to suck. Miles Garrett at 3, Martin High School. Was an absolute star at Arlington Martin. 19.5 sacks his senior year at Martin.
Goodness gracious.
Amon-Ra St. Brown at Mater Dei High School in California.
Mater Dei.
He was a star. 20 touchdowns his senior year, 1,300 receiving yards. And his younger brother, Equinemius, then came in, was pretty good, but Amon-Ra was better.
Dad, Mr. Olympia, maybe, something like that? Mr. All bodybuilder guy?
Yeah, they've been lifting weights since...
And two small kids.
4 or 5 days old.
Like, they're not big kids. The sons aren't big.
No,
physically.
I mean,
Equinemius is. Equinemius is like 6'4", I think.
Oh.
Amon-Ra's tiny.
Okay.
But he's jacked.
He's jacked.
Okay.
But number one, best high school, most insane high school player to go pro, Jadeveon Clowney, your newest Dallas Cowboy.
Hello.
Look at that. Let's go.
Absolute freak show in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when he made his announcement, and it was before you start to see this a little bit more now, but he went on like SportsCenter or something to make his announcement of where he was going to be playing at. Like, he was as hyped up as any high school kid you could imagine.
Now we need him to step in and get some consistent pressure while helping stop the run as well. That would be huge. I do think, though, Brian, as bad as this edge room looks, I said it in the opening segment, he might be your best edge. Evaluate that.
I'd love to be able to evaluate it, but I hadn't got one right for you yet. My apologies.
We're live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits here again. 8595 US 377. $25 gift card for all new customer Tolos here, so just come in, buy something, get your gift card. Chief, where are we going next?
I'm putting in the call. We got to put a stop to this quarterback bit. It might be even worse than the Caleb Williams nail polish.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next in the nation.
Thank you very much, Ross, and for Lucia today. We are live at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirit in Argyle at Argyle Station, 8595 US 377, right here, corner of Frenchtown and 377, where all new Tolo customers are getting a free $25 gift card just for buying something here and checking in Argyle. Here's the chief of the hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, 877-881-1053. All right, I believe we have it's not super new because I think he's been doing this for a while, but it's time to end this particular quarterback bit.
Oh.
We head to Houston. We're CJ Stroud. You're just not good enough, and your offense is not good enough to be dribbling a freaking basketball on the turf like an hour before the game, as if like that's how you like to lock in. He's like taking fake jump shots with the ball. He's dribbling between his legs. He's doing dribbling drills with a basketball on the turf before the game. And listen, when things are going well, like Mike McDaniel cracking all his jokes at the microphone, ha, 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 great, we're winning, cool, man. That's a lot of fun. Right now, CJ Stroud, you need to freaking lock in, dude. You are missing Nico Collins, who's on my fantasy team, CJ. Do you even give a damn about that? You are missing him wide open, like 15, 20 yards down the field. All right? So we can talk about the offensive line. Guess what? It sucks. Yeah. Guess what? Your offensive coordinator, he might suck too. But also, you're a part of the problem. You're the quarterback.
You might
get the basketball as far away from the stadium as humanly possible. If I was D'Amico Ryans on Sunday, I'd sneak attack surprise. And I would be punting that ball out of the stadium. We're not touching any other balls. Sorry, CJ. No more balls other than the pigskin.
It's the Duke or nothing. I like the passion.
I mean, come on, dude. It's embarrassing.
How bad you lose your week?
That's about to say. Wait,
yeah.
You need to win a game before you can bring the I was a Nico back. Collins just average game away from the Chupacabras being 2-0.
Now you're 1-1.
I kind of blame the general manager for this.
Yeah, I know. That
I think
that Texans guy.
I blame you, the general manager of the Chupacabras or whatever. What do you guys call?
I'm the Chupacabras.
Chupacabras. I blame the general manager. You know, you should have known better.
I should have known that the quarterback was too busy dribbling it up and putting up fake jumpers, acting like he's doing free throws.
It might be good for his core.
Instead of locking in as a football player, do core things. Do the Dak hip twisty deal.
All right, basketball thing looks better than the hip deal.
It's a damn Micah Parsons effect. He's hanging out with Micah in the offseason. Trayvon Diggs is playing with Micah. Hey, these guys suck now.
It's embarrassing.
Did the hip deal kind of rip the –
muscle off the bone.
We could recklessly speculate that maybe too much hip torquing over the course of his career.
Our show does a lot of reckless speculation on injuries.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think it's good journalism.
Do you want quarterback who's dribbling basketballs and shooting fake free throws before the game, or the fingernail paint quarterback? Okay? You're all general managers. Those are your two options. Gavin Dawson, make your pick.
Okay, in order, I want to add Trevor Lawrence's long hair. I looked it up. There hasn't been a long-haired quarterback to do Jack Diddley in the NFL since Kenny Stabler. And what's his nuts in New York, Joe Namath. And that was more of a shag.
What's his nuts?
And we all make fun of him for being Mr. Interception guy, too.
Yeah. So there's a lot that goes into this. If I had to choose, I would rather have basketball man than nail painting man.
Okay. But it seems like you have biggest beef with the, like, Trevor Lawrence with long hair and Clippers.
Long, stringy hair.
Okay, the long hair issue.
I don't think you're wrong about that at all. That's a damn good observation.
Get a haircut.
Good sports take.
Play like you got a real job.
Yeah. Walchuk, you're on the clock.
I can't get the pick is in. Give me the fingernails, because you got to claw with your fingernails for that inch. But I don't want just nail polish on the fingernails. I want plays, baby.
Yeah.
I want a quarterback that's that committed. We're drawing little notes. We got little pictures. I'm dialing up the number two here, boys. Or how about, you know, the middle fingers? Got something for you.
Yeah,
that's what
special.
I want here. I want something creative here on the fingernail paint.
All right, just a new twist on the Caleb Williams fingernail paint. Brian Broaddus,
the funk again.
The real scout here. You're on the clock, and the pick is in.
With the first overall pick. No, I'm going to take the fingernail guy.
Are you?
Let's go.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like Broaddus and Walchuk don't want any bulletin board material in Chicago this week.
Damn right. Because
we're taking on the fingernail paint.
No.
You're going to listen to his third 340 Krusty's Corner report, which I got some of it on Love of the Star already. And I'm a little terrified. So we're not going to go ahead and badmouth
too much. I'm just
telling
you, with the secondary, you just don't know what's about to happen.
Oh. Yeah, it could be bad. Could be bad.
Well, I mean, hopefully it's not. You know, hopefully it's not.
Nah, we're going to crush them.
Speaking of things that could be bad.
Or they're going to kill us.
Congratulations to Cardi B and Stefon Diggs for going ahead and procreating in a way that now has her pregnant with, I believe, baby number four.
Oh.
From wife to baby mama.
She's pregnant, yeah.
She's on a mission.
Yeah.
And we would like to play the throwback clip of Stefon Diggs' teammates when he was with the Vikings. As one man was roaming through the Vikings locker room with a microphone, asking each player who's the teammate they'd least like to date their sister, and there was one unanimous answer.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
What the hell? Diggs.
Why Diggs?
Man, no. We're going to leave it like that.
No. What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister?
Oh, Stefon Diggs.
Why Diggs?
He's crazy. He's just outrageous. Don't know what he's going to say. Just don't know what to expect every day. So he couldn't date my sister.
Who on his team would you least like to date your sister?
Least like to date my sister? Diggs. 100%.
Why Diggs?
Because he's not a guy that you want to bring home to your parents. Like, you don't want your sister to bring him home to your parents, so... Therefore, she can't date him.
What guy on this team would you least like to date your sister? And I might add, you're starting to be the runaway favorite for this.
Would nobody want me to date his sister? I'm a great guy. I'm actually a great guy.
There's actually seems to be a few guys that don't think that.
You feel differently about me?
Yeah.
You just don't know me well enough. That's what it is. Just to appear.
I might know you too well.
All right, who don't I want to date my sister? Weatherly.
Why Weatherly?
Because he's ugly. I knew that was the problem.
He's hot. He's hot. Get the camera on him right now. He is hot.
There was Diggs right there at the end. He doesn't want Weatherly to date his sister.
Because he's ugly.
Just because simply he's ugly. There it is. There's your sports hodgepodge, boys.
Thank you, Chief. And thank you to Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits for having us out this afternoon. We'll be here all the way until 6:30. Frenchtown Salon Suites upstairs. They're going to have live music from 5 to 8 today. They're going to be making drinks and I think even getting you free, like, massages.
Free massages?
Yeah. That's it. When we get off tonight, as a matter of fact, you want to head up? You can can get yourself a massage. And there's going to be live music. It's going to be a party here.
Well,
Argyle Station.
Sign me up.
Woo! And it's right off 377 in Frenchtown here, 8595 US 377. And we're back here with Sean McFarland of the Morning News talking Rangers with you here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.